Even stronger was the temptation to report back at the aid station with trench foot or frozen feet and hands, or an extreme case of diarrhea. If all the men who had a legitimate reason to leave the MLR and go back to the aid station in Bastogne had taken advantage of their situation, Winters wrote, there just would not have been a front line. It would have been a line of outposts. The temptation to get out altogether via a self-inflicted wound was also strong. It did not get light until 0800. It got dark at 1600. During the 16 hours of night, out in those frozen foxholes, which actually shrank as the night went on and the ground froze and expanded, it was impossible to keep out of the mind the thought of how easy it would be to shoot a round into a foot. A little pain, not much in a foot so cold it could not be felt anyway, and then transport back to Bastogne, a warm aid station, a hot meal, a bed, escape. No man from Easy gave in to that temptation that every one of them felt. One man did take off his boots and socks to get frostbite, and thus a ticket out of there. But for the others, they would take a legitimate way out or none. Winters recalled, when a man was hit hard enough for evacuation, he was usually very happy, and we were happy for him. He had a ticket out to the hospital, or even a ticket home, alive. When a man was killed, he looked so peaceful. His suffering was over. At first light on Christmas Eve morning, Winters inspected his MLR. He walked past Corporal Gordon, his head wrapped in a big towel with his helmet sitting on top. Walter sat on the edge of his foxhole behind his light machine gun. He looked like he was frozen stiff, staring blankly straight ahead at the woods. I stopped and looked back at him, and it suddenly struck me. Damn, Gordon's matured. He's a man. A half hour later, at 0830, Gordon brewed himself a cup of coffee. He kept coffee grounds in his hand grenade canister, and I'd melted the snow with my little gas stove, and I'd brewed up this lovely cup of coffee. As he started to sip it, the outposts came in with the word that a German force was attempting to infiltrate Easy's lines. His squad leader, Sergeant Buck Taylor, told him to get on that machine gun. Gordon brushed snow from his weapon and the ammo box adjacent to the gun, telling his assistant, Private Stephen Grodzki, to look sharp, pay attention to detail. A shot from a German rifleman rang out. The bullet hit Gordon in the left shoulder and exited from the right shoulder. It had brushed his spinal column. He was paralyzed from the neck down.